A failed inspection and security lapses underscored by the sexual assault of a hospital worker by a patient led to the decertification and the suspension of federal Medicare payments. In the weeks since, Kansas officials have been unsure whether the state could afford the increased staff and the renovations that might be necessary for recertification. And they feared that additional construction would force them to continue to limit patient admissions at a time when more treatment beds are urgently needed. But Tim Keck, the interim secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, is now telling legislators that the state will hire a consultant and pursue recertification. Keck said privatizing the state's largest mental health hospital also remains an option. I'm Jim McLean.